Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to a bonus episode from our exclusive Patreon feed. If you're not on Patreon, now's a great time to join. For $2 a month, you can just support us on Patreon. That's always fun. For $5 a month, you can become a fully fledged patron and get bonus episodes, access to our live book clubs, and more. What more? I don't know what more. Maybe it's coming. We'll see. This episode was released in February as part of Everyday Feb on our Patreon, and I'm releasing it as this week's second episode on the main feed because Beatrice is currently in Nashville on spring break with 4 children, up to her eyes. She has been offering to record from her hotel room, but let me tell you, that's not going to be fun for anyone. So I hope you enjoy this episode that you will not have received if you're not on our Patreon, patreon.com/notwithoutmysister. That's where you go for all the Patreon extra episodes. And we'll be back with Beatrice's Nashville update next week. We'll let you know how she got on. Thank you so much for listening to Not Without My Sister, as always. Welcome back to Not Without My Sister, where on Patreon you may now be used to getting a weekly update, but Beatrice is jazzing things up with something that I have no idea what it is. Suspect it's a quiz because she said, let me look at the rules. And I'm quite concerned about what that means for me. So Beatrice, listen. I know we're not doing the update, but how are you?
Fine, thanks. Good.
Oh my God, absolutely dying to do this. Delighted. Jesus. Okay, go on.
Okay. I was given this about, I think, a Christmas ago, I think, like, you know, 14 months ago. It's called The And Amusing Edition. And as I looked, so at the moment I'm working on my portfolio again for the umpteenth time. And as I was looking for, I pulled out all of my books from companies that I've ever worked at. And I was like, where are the Marnie ones? Where are the John Galliano ones? Can't find them, high up nor low down. Now, I also realized this is called procrastination with a capital P, because I'm like, how badly do I need these things right now when I have a deadline to get my resume submitted by this afternoon? Not that badly, right? But
okay, but still, I mean, I can understand a good procrastinate.
But now I'm like, where are they? Where could they be? They're X, Y, Z. I said to the kids yesterday, X, Y, Z. What does that even mean, Mom? X, Y, Z. Say what you mean. Anyway, I found this on the shelf, still in its shrink wrap, The And Amusing Edition. And the word amusing got me.
Procrastination is right.
It's a card set. Anyway, it says, what is The And? An Emmy award-winning experience that helps explore relationships by providing the space for honest communication and deep listening. And I immediately rolled my eyes. And then I thought, aha, fosters vulnerability, more meaningful connection, a stronger understanding for one another. I was like, who could use this?
Oh, God. I don't know if I'm ready for this, Beatrice.
Perfect of play with friends, families, and partners. Mind-bending questions and prompts that facilitate creative connections in a new and amusing way. Are you ready, Rosie McCabe?
I just said no.
How to play. Sit facing one another. Perfect. 12 feet. Oh no, a foot of distance. Choose 12 random cards from the desk. Take 30 seconds to relax and look
hang
at
on, hang
another.
Hang on, say that again. Say deck, not desk.
Did I say desk?
You did.
What? Okay, well, I could choose them from my desk because I'm sitting at my desk.
Just I'm helping you. Just say it again.
Choose 12 random cards from the deck. Take 30 seconds to relax and look at one another.
I hate this game already.
That's
sorry. My microphone's in front of my face. Also, this is hard.
I have to say though as well, when you frowned just there, there wasn't a single line across your face. You looked great.
No, there's still, I can still, between my eyes.
You will still have that. That's not what you asked her to fix.
This is what I asked her to fix. My 11s and my line here.
Yeah, but like it looks great. She's going to leave a little bit of movement. She's not going to turn you into a statue.
It feels really weird, I have to say.
You look, does
not
it?
Being able to move it, yeah.
Okay, person one begins and asks a question. Person two answers, then apologizes for any meanness person two has ever committed against person one. Person one contemplates forgiving person two. Okay,
what?
Let's start.
Is what? That real? Are you making that up?
Of course.
Oh. Beatrice, you can't take advantage of me in this way. I've never seen this game before.
Person one, because if Claire McCabe is alive and well here, person one begins and asks a question. Person two answers and asks the same question back. But we might skip that because we won't have time and I just want to ask you questions. So, are you ready?
I'll be asking questions back. Thank you very much.
Go I on. Don't think so. We can do a second one when you ask me questions. Today is all about you. Are you ready?
No.
Okay. It's all about me anyway. If I had no fear whatsoever, what do you think is the first thing I'd do?
So I'm answering about you.
Yeah, I'm talking to you like a human being. Like a human being. No, not every question is like this. This is just one question. There are like hundreds of questions. Deck. I don't know how many cards are in the deck. Many. I'll repeat the question. If I
I have an answer.
Oh, what is it?
You would... like join a musical society or do something. Yeah, I think you'd really enjoy singing on stage, except you get terrible stage fright.
No, I don't.
I think you would now at your advanced age find it nerve wracking. Listen,
no, I don't think
this is part of the game. I am allowed to say my answers and you can't fight with me about them.
I've done all that. I have no interest. I don't even have fear. I thought you were going to say like
being tickled.
Huh? No, I thought you were going to say like climb a rock. I have a desperate fear of heights. Like go rock climbing.
Yeah, but I don't think you have any interest in going rock climbing. So I don't think that's the first thing you'd do if you had no fear.
No fear whatsoever. Now imagine, you know, there's actually an illness, right? Because I'm watching ER where like people literally have, you know that thing where babies have no fear. That's why you have to like keep an eye on them so they don't crawl off the table. So you have to keep an eye on them so they don't crawl off the table. And then over time that fear develops, like that ability to understand danger develops, right? You're born without that. So imagine if I could crawl off the table at any point. You honestly think I'd go and join a musical society?
I don't know what you're afraid of or what makes you nervous or like, except for tickles. And I don't think you've any desire to be like extensively tickled. So you seem to get very nervous whenever I threaten to tickle you. That's where I'm going with that. But I don't know what you're afraid of. Like, what are you afraid of?
I don't know either. I was waiting for you to have some.
That was my profound revelation. I feel like you would become a performer of some sort.
Right. Well, I'm underwhelmed by that reply. Do your best impression of me.
I hate this game.
Why?
I can't. I in my head, I'm like, there's no way I would sound even remotely like her, even though I know people think we sound alike, right? But also, I just, like, how would I, my impression of you would just be, I would tell a joke and then I would laugh uproariously at myself.
That is really mean.
You love to laugh at your own jokes and other people's jokes, but in general.
All right, here's one about you. What do most people misunderstand about you?
I think when people first meet me, they think I'm more social than I am. Is that boring? That's kind of what, like, I think when people first meet me, they're like, oh, we should go to this, we should go to that. And I'm like, no, I'm staying at home. You know what I mean?
I would say people also think that you're more tough-skinned than you are, like more, you know, brazen and don't give a fuck than you are.
Well, like, I think that's people on the internet, though. I think people who actually know me don't think that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it doesn't say that. It says, what do most people misunderstand about
you? Most people. Yeah, I think most people probably think that I'm more like ballsy and...
Well, I even think initially people meeting you would misunderstand that. Like, I think people mistake, you know, comebacks and witticisms, like banter with like sometimes being insensitive. You know what I mean? I've been told in the past, like, that's not very nice, or like, be nicer, or that person can't, where I think I'm being hilarious. And I mean, we've all had the conversation about where I think I'm flirting. And this guy's like, why is she being such a bitch to me?
Yeah, well, we've had that conversation, and I've had that experience as well. I used to love being bitchy to men. I still
love it, yeah. But they still don't enjoy it.
What do you think most people misunderstand about you? That, like, that you're being mean when you're trying to make a joke?
Yeah, I think I'm talking about both of us here, but I think also my resting bitch face. Like, we've had this conversation before, like, where people assume that
every day we're like, why are you looking so annoyed? And I was like, I'm not 100% annoyed. I mean, I am once you ask me that question.
I think you were vaguely annoyed.
I wasn't.
Like, I've been told basically to dial down the intimidation, you know? And I'm like, I am sitting here with my head on my shoulders, like, looking.
It's actually so annoying. I wish we could all just wear large Venetian masks everywhere, and then we'd all be on a level playing field. And these people with the sunny, nice faces wouldn't have any advantage.
Yeah, and of course I could go into, you know, I don't think men get told to dial down the intimidation. They're like, God, he's got such great presence. He's
what
got
a powerful boardroom man.
Boardroom presence. Okay, if you had to call me by another name, what would it be and why?
This quiz is hard. Emily.
And why?
Because of Emily Bronte. I feel like you really liked the Brontes, and you, for kind of a long period in your life, felt very, I don't want to say like identified with them, but felt a real kinship with them. But I wouldn't call you anything other than Beatrice. Like, I can't imagine, you know, like, I know you too well. I can't imagine you having any other name but your own. But if I was forced to, if I couldn't say the word Beatrice again under pain of death, I would call you Emily. And then I could run around going, Emily, Emily, like at the start of Hocus Pocus. Father, they has taken Emily. What would you call me?
I'd call you Encanto after your favourite movie. I'd love to be in the local pizzeria. Encanto!
Why are you... That's not my favourite movie. You're so annoying. Honestly. And when were we ever in the local pizzeria together?
What? Three Fires Pizza.
Fine. I was thinking about like the pizza place in Rathcoole somewhere.
What are you talking about? When have we ever eaten pizza together?
No, but it's like when, like you say, like we hang out in the pizzeria. Down
would,
the pizzeria. Encanto, come over here.
I love it. I'd love to be at like a school event. Encanto, my bingo table's over here.
Next question.
I'd actually call you. No, if I had to pick an actual name, I'd pick something like... I'd pick something in honor of your teenage self. I'd pick something like Sage or Delta or Deltra or whatever. What's her name?
Delta.
Yeah, like something really sort of, yeah, cool, hippy dippy.
Hippy dippy? Sorry, what part of my teenage years was hippy dippy?
Like laid back and cool. When you got your belly button ring and we all were like, I mean, even I was like, she's cool.
You also sound like an 85-year-old. Yeah, cool.
Sorry you're being so aggressive. I thought this was going to be a bonding experience. I need to write into the makers of this game and say, sorry, guys, this drove a wedge between us. Okay, just as a comeback for that, dance my personality.
Sadly, I'll be too far away from the mic. So
do it. Do it.
No.
We should have an interlude while you do it.
You know what? I actually think if I were to dance your personality, it would be the way I dance. It would be miming to the song. So you know when I'm going like hungry eyes and I rub my belly and I go eyes, hungry eyes.
Yeah.
One look at you and I can't describe. I've got hungry eyes. That's what I'd be doing. Dance my personality. This game was made up by an American.
Oh my God, it's actually brilliant. Can you exist without knowing?
I mean, yes.
Why do you hate all these questions?
I don't know. No, I don't hate this question. There's lots of stuff I don't know. So yes, but this actually makes me think of my current existential panic. I've been getting really stressed, especially at night time when I lie in bed and nothing else to do. I've been getting really worried about death and like really panicked about the idea that when we die, there's just nothing. Like we just go to what we were before. And the reason I really hate it is because I hate the idea that I won't know what's happening, or I won't know what's happening Atlas and what's happening the boys, and like that I'll miss things, you know what I mean? So I suppose the answer is almost like I can only not know if I don't exist. Like once I exist, I want to know all the things, you know what I mean?
I do know, and went into bed, was it last night? And Fox said, "Mom, if I died, would you bury me in the back garden or somewhere else?" And what did I do?
Burst out crying.
Correct.
Did you?
Yeah. Really helpful and mature response.
But what did Fox say?
"Sorry, Mom, you don't have to answer this question."
Poor Fox. And
I know.
Sorry, did you answer the question?
Yeah, I was like, "No, Fox, I wouldn't bury you in the back garden," because I said, of course, you know, I hope that never happens. I said, but if it ever did, I'd want you to be with me all the time and I would never bury you in the back garden, and now I'm going to cry again.
Oh my
then,
gosh.
What if
she
I
really
moved
is.
House? I said, what if I moved house? Oh yeah, yeah. Just put me in something and bring me with you every.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So that's the difference between you and me, because if my kids ask me that question, I wouldn't think that at all, and I wouldn't get emotional. I would think, I'm pretty sure it's not legal to bury somebody in a back garden. So actually, I'd be very practical going, I'm pretty sure that's against the law. So the choices are, and I also think we'd probably all be cremated. And I think, you know, and I'd get into the very practical details. You're more of a lover and I'm more of a thinker.
Judging and feeling, Rosemary. Well, I'm feeling you're judging. That's in the personality test, that's what they say. Thinking, feeling, judging. I always get judging. Oh, no, I don't. I get feeling and something else.
I'm thinking, you're feeling.
Yeah, but usually is it judging and feeling? I can't remember.
Stop anyway. Saying judging. I'm not judgmental at all. I hate that.
Oh, my God. Some people love that. Anyway, I'm impressed with how like deep the answers to. I was thinking you were going to answer that question with, do you need to know, like, do you need to know everything? I thought you were going to say yes, because you can't keep secrets. Instead, it went very like existential.
This is a very existential quiz.
It for you. I'm looking for the humor in it. I was like, oh, she's going to talk now about how she can't keep a secret. And instead, you took it extremely deep and nearly made me cry. Okay. If for some reason I lost my memory, which happens not infrequently, what's the first thing you'd tell me about us?
Oh my God. I was just like, oh my God. Imagine if you lost your memory and you could never talk about me killing the plants in Italy ever again. That would be amazing. Oh my God. Well, there's a lot of things I wouldn't tell you. Let me tell you a long list.
Tell me the long list. What would you not tell me? Okay, the plants. What else?
Okay.
You wouldn't tell me that you love wedges.
I wouldn't tell you about the plants. I wouldn't tell you that I love wedges. I wouldn't tell you any details of my previous serial monogamy, and I would hide every copy of my book from you.
I mean, that would be... Look, there are 9 copies behind my head.
I would take... As soon as I found out you lost your memory, I'd take them away. I would... If you lose your memory, can you still read?
If you lose your memory, you can still Google. Hate to break it to you. I'd be able to find your book on the internet.
If you lose your memory, you don't even know my name. You don't even know that I've written a book. I'm just a little woman. I don't have an online profile. I've never been on the internet. I just stay at home and knit. That's what I tell you. Anyway.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I wouldn't tell you about any of the times that I've been touchy. I wouldn't tell you about the time that I went on holidays and lost your handbag.
You wouldn't tell me about your first date in America?
I absolutely wouldn't tell you about my first date in America. I wouldn't tell you even about any of the times, any of the years that we weren't good friends. I'd be like, we've always been so close. You let me play with all your Barbies and you didn't get angry at me when I cut their hair. And we just have had the best time. And when you moved away, I visited you all the time. I visited you once a month at least, even when you were in New York. We never went, like, it wasn't a year before I met Fox. I met him within the first couple of weeks. It was a year, wasn't it? I didn't see him for the first year. Mm-hmm. I would just improve everything.
Do you want to know what I would tell you?
No.
I'd say, Rosemary, I'm glad you're back from wherever you were, where you lost your memory. I have a little bit of bad news for you. Unfortunately, you owe me $500,000. And we've been working on a payment plan.
That's actually what I would tell you. That's genius. Why didn't I think of that first?
I
wouldn't even need to do that. I'd just be like, I wouldn't tell you about the money that I currently owe you. That's what I would do. I've never borrowed a cent from you in my life.
What's a recurring thought of yours that you imagine everyone else must have? Is it okay to get takeaway?
Well, it's definitely not, why is this hair in my butt crack, as we established. Although, remember I was talking about my hair getting caught in my butt crack in the shower. Although we did get a message from a listener who said she has the same problem.
I don't know why, but I immediately was thinking hair animal. I was like, how does your pet get stuck in your butt crack?
But, yeah, we did get a message from somebody who was like, I have that same problem. So,
yeah,
there you go. It's not
you
just
need
me.
To stop writing into the pod.
Okay. See, the thing, this is where my narcissism comes out, right? Because I immediately think a thought about myself, like where I think, oh my God, I'm such a knob. And then I'm like, everybody thinks I'm a knob. But I know that's not really the question. What's a thought that I frequently have that everyone has?
That you imagine everyone else must have.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what mine is. Mine is like, gravy is gross and we shouldn't be eating it in restaurants. And I imagine everyone else agrees, but they don't.
You're fucking obsessed with gravy. That's another thing. If you lost your memory, I'd be like, you love gravy. Anywhere you can get it. A restaurant, a cafe, a roadside diner. You'll eat gravy now till it comes out. It's your favorite food. That's what I tell you. I like to imagine that, I mean, not even, I don't imagine, but I'd like to imagine that whenever I think, God, can we just cancel, everybody else is thinking it too. That's what I'd like to imagine.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Okay, describe the last experience you had in which you realized you had matured.
Well, it's not when I stole the child's ice cream last week from him, when I ate my stepson's ice cream.
Was it when mom and dad left and you didn't bawl crying?
No.
Did you bawl crying?
No. I truly don't think I've ever matured in my life. I honestly feel like I'm still 16. And a lot of the time, my actions when I go into bed at night and I think about what I did that day, I think I am very immature. So I don't ever really think I've matured. What about you?
Or do you imagine everyone else is also immature?
No, I imagine it's just me.
Oh, and just getting older.
Yeah, no, I think everyone else is very mature and I'm just like stuck.
When's the last time I realized I had matured? Probably when I sliced a rather significant chunk of my finger off with the mandolin and one of my children said, "Karma!" And I didn't scream at them. I just silently sobbed and walked upstairs slowly where I could regroup and come back down sans top tip of finger.
I think you hurting yourself and then silently leaving the room is probably a through line from your life.
Oh, definitely. But I mean, not yelling at somebody who laughed when you got hurt is...
God, you'd want to absolutely brain them, wouldn't you?
I think having kids when they get to be like preteens and stuff, when they start saying truly mean things and like this idea of rising above, is maturity. Hard. You know, but that is maturity. Like your brain has developed, theirs has not. So like there is a responsibility to behaving differently and not sinking to their level, as I have seen recently some adults doing with these children.
Oh, it's probably me, because honestly, yesterday, William and Finn and their friends up the road decided they were going to go around the neighborhood with a petition and try to get people to sign a petition to get rid of daylight savings time, right? So they held signs that said, "Boo daylight savings" and "Daylight savings die," right? And they went around looking for signatures. And before they went out, I was like, "And why exactly do you object to daylight savings?" And William was like, "Because you lose an hour of sleep." And I said, "Yeah, but if you lose it in the morning, you get it back in the evening." And he was like, "No, you don't." And in that moment, I thought to myself, there's no point in arguing about this.
That's so very mature.
Look, that's a lie. I argued about it for about 5 minutes. And then I thought,
you tried to explain it.
There's no point in further arguing. Yes, I did try to explain it and I failed.
I thought daylight savings had been banned or like had been eliminated in Indiana last year. I thought there was a whole thing, but maybe it didn't get...
There's been a big debate about it, but it hasn't been eliminated yet. Did you know that the first country to institute it was Canada? And in some parts of Australia, they have it. And in some parts of Australia, they don't, which seems weird to me.
I don't think they have it in all of America, do they? Is it not state by state?
I don't know.
Brazen assumption statement there, so could be incorrect, just so you know.
But
okay,
the person who came up with the idea was Benjamin Franklin, but he didn't institute it first. That was the Canadians.
For the farmers.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Okay, in a parallel universe in which you say yes to everything, where do you think you'd be now?
Australia.
Oh.
Well, that's the earliest thing that I can think of that, like, I was asked to do and I strongly considered it and then decided not to. Whereas if I had said, well, would I still be in Australia though? I don't know.
You might be in Syria. You strongly considered going there for war reporting.
Yeah, but nobody asked me to go. So I wasn't put in the position to say yes or no. You know what I mean?
Oh, right. Okay.
So I'm like, if some, you know, the things that I've been asked or that have been suggested to me to do. Or maybe I'd be a pilot, because Dad spent a good period of my teens trying to convince me to be a pilot. So if I just said yes...
Sorry, you'd be in Aer Lingus or in the civil service. Mom wanted you desperately to be in the civil service.
Yeah, but I was for a while. And then when I left, she didn't seem to mind.
Oh, because you tried it maybe. That's a hard question, actually, because you say yes to everything along the journey of your own life. You say yes or no, right? So the problem with this question is once you get to Australia, there are no more forks in the road because you don't know what happened and there are no yeses or no's to reject or accept. Okay, so you'd be in Australia saying yes to everything. So you'd probably have lots of kids.
Well, basically, I think that if I had gone to Australia at the time with my college boyfriend at the time, who I loved very much, I feel like we would probably still be together and would have had kids much earlier, because we would have been together much earlier. You know what I mean? So I don't know that I would have had like loads of kids.
You would. You would have said yes to everything.
Oh, yeah, but like, what if he never suggested the third kid?
That's true.
What if he said to me, hey, Rosemary, after your second kid, why don't you get your tubes tied? And I'd say yes to that. And then we just have two kids.
I'll tell you where you'd be. In bed, wrecked, having said yes to everything.
I thought you were going in a sexy direction there. Yeah, I would be absolutely wrecked. I'd be flat on the ground, like weeping. I'd be going, are you okay? Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. We asked that one. What's your life motto thus far?
Jeez, Beatrice, this is very deep for like first thing in the morning. What's my life motto just far?
Thus far.
Jesus Christ. What's my life motto? I can't even talk. This sounds crap, but I honestly think my life motto thus far has been, if it doesn't serve you, you don't have to do it. Like, if, you know, if you're not enjoying it, you don't have to do it. Because I think a lot of the time, like, I think a lot of the time in life, right, we're really encouraged to do things because it'll be good for you, or it's the right thing to do, or shouldn't you give it a try? Whereas I very much, I'll try things, but I very much say to myself, if that's not something that I'm interested in doing again, or not something that I'm enjoying, I don't have to do it. And that's, you know, applied to jobs, it's applied to relationships, it's applied to, I mean, some friendships, I guess, as well, which sounds very selfish, but like, we only get one life. And I know people say like, oh, life is short, but it's actually the longest thing you'll ever do. So you may as well spend it doing things that don't make you unhappy or uncomfortable. You know what I mean?
Great answer, Rosemary. Great. Now, we only have about 5 minutes left, so we're going to do a very quick, rapid fire, one sentence answers. Dance the story of your childhood.
Next, pass.
Describe a turning point in your life.
Probably when I didn't go to Australia. Aside from that, a big turning point was when I decided to switch my flights a week up and come to America, like in March of 2020, because if I had waited that week and decided to see what happened, I wouldn't have made it over during the entire pandemic. And I don't think, I probably wouldn't have come over at all, because my visa would have, you know, like my visa wouldn't have been, would have been up then. I don't know. Because mom and dad didn't get over right till November 2021. So my visa would have been almost up by then. So I don't think I would have come at all. And things would be very different. And we wouldn't have the relationship that we have now.
Two things. What experience forged our relationship?
Fucking plants in Italy. No, I don't know. Let me, you know what? Probably me coming to stay with you in Italy for that summer, for that like 10 weeks.
How do you know when I'm really smiling?
Beatrice, you and I have the most obvious faces. Like, I can tell from looking at you for, I could tell in a split second. Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you annoyed? Are you irritated? And like the same with me. We like communicate our emotions very, very clearly with our faces.
A lie. Where do you think the twinkle in my eye comes from?
Your kids.
Oh, that's cute though. All right, last one. Do your best impression of my laugh. What the hell? That was terrible.
No, that's exactly how you laugh. I can see it now from editing the podcast. I see the lines like. See, you're doing it.
All right, Rosemary, thanks. I feel like I know you a lot better now. I feel like everybody knows you a lot better. I feel like you know yourself a lot better, and you'll be happy to know that there are another 200 cards in this desk. There are another 200 cards in this deck for us to continue this great get to know you game. The end. It's called. Oh no, the end.
Jesus Christ. Goodbye.
Not Without My Sister is recorded in studio in Fort Wayne by Don Kirkland, who also wrote our theme tune, and the original illustration is by Lindsay Nielsen.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.